I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Cardiff Garcia. This is The Indicator, where every day we tell you a short story about the economy.
And the story today is healthcare. It is a major part of our economy, of course, and also an enormous portion of federal government spending goes to healthcare, like Medicaid and Medicare. More than a quarter of the federal budget goes to healthcare.
Yeah, needless to say, healthcare is also very political. President Donald Trump's administration has been trying to push the healthcare system in a more market-oriented direction, not without controversy, and he's also pushed for more price transparency. Seema Verma is the head of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and she said this on CNBC.
On the issue of price transparency, we know that any other place in the economy, you can know what things are going to cost. But somehow in healthcare, it's a big mystery. You know, you don't understand. We're not given that information on the front end. It's very difficult to understand. So we're starting with just taking the first step, which is asking hospitals to post their pricing online.
Posting their prices online. This would be a huge change for hospitals and the healthcare industry because, you know, the prices of medical procedures are very murky.
And requiring hospitals to post prices online just seems like a really simple, quick fix. The idea behind it is that it would bring healthcare prices out into the daylight. Patients would be able to make more informed decisions about where they go to get their care, and the market can work its magic.
And you'd think price transparency would make most prices go down, right? Maybe by a lot. Well, a group of accounting professors decided to figure this out.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Swell Investing, an impact investing platform. Invest in high-growth companies of the future, innovating in clean water, renewable energy, and medical breakthroughs. Claim a $50 bonus through swellinvesting.com/money.
The healthcare marketplace is really opaque. I mean, if you've ever gone to the hospital and looked at your bill, it's striking. I mean, it can be like $8 for an aspirin or thousands of dollars for just an x-ray. Insurance, of course, will step in and pay for a bunch of it if you have insurance. But even then, you end up paying some cost. It's hard to know what's fair and what's not. And the pricing just doesn't make sense, at least not to me.
And when you start talking about how much a medical procedure or a surgery costs, the numbers can add up. And the difference in price from one hospital versus another can also be big.
Yeah, I'm looking at your study, and it says a hip replacement ranges from $16,450 to $94,125.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could get, like, you know, four hips replaced.
Yes.
For the price of one. That's a huge difference.
Yeah, that's definitely true, yes.
Mark Maffitt teaches accounting at the University of Chicago's Booth School of Business, and he also spends a lot of time studying how disclosure and transparency affects different marketplaces.
He and a team of colleagues looked at data from about 30 states that had started requiring hospitals to post prices for common procedures online. So what happens when transparency comes into this notoriously opaque marketplace? Mark and his colleagues looked at the states that had tried this and weighed prices for two main categories of medical procedures, elective and emergency.
Yeah, and elective procedures are procedures that you have time to plan, like a hip replacement. It's one of the most common procedures done in the U.S., and if you're getting one, you shop around and you have time to compare prices. With an emergency surgery, people are less price sensitive because, well, it's an emergency.
You can imagine that, you know, if you need an emergency appendectomy, finding the lowest priced appendectomy is probably not your primary concern.
You're not like going online to be like, wait,
right?
I think I can save $10 if I
exactly.
I have some family members that I think would try to save those $10.
There are some Smiths who would be on that website.
So Mark and his team looked at data across all these procedures to see how prices were affected once hospitals were required to start publicly posting prices. And this is what Mark and his team found.
The main finding of our study would be that we see a large, I think it's in the neighborhood of 6% decline in charge prices.
And that is our indicator for today, 6%. A 6% decline on average for hospitals' medical procedures. And that's a lot, a 6% decline in charge prices. Behold, Cardiff, the power of transparency.
Yeah, no. Because we are talking about charge prices. That is the key phrase here. Remember, this is healthcare. This is not a normal marketplace. So what Mark and his team did was they didn't just look at one kind of price. They looked at two kinds of prices, and we're going to define those now. So the charge price, that is the price that hospitals post for their procedures. Then there's the actual price. In other words, what people and insurance companies actually end up paying for those procedures. It's kind of like car shopping. There's the sticker price, and then there's the price that people actually pay for a car.
Typically, the actual price people paid was 50 or 60% below what the posted price was, the charge price.
In effect, almost no one would ever actually pay the charge prices, but they are the uniform starting point in the hospital's negotiation process with the insurers. Or if you're going in for an elective procedure, I think, you know, you would typically be able to negotiate your own discounts.
But apparently this is something you can do. You can be like, hey, City General says they'll only charge me $8,000 for the hip procedure. They'll throw in some Jell-O cups. What can you offer me? This is actually a thing you can do.
Service journalism.
Exactly. News you can use. That is why we're here.
Anyway, so the first indicator was the so-called charge price and how much it fell, a 6% decrease in the price of a medical procedure once the prices had been made transparent. The second indicator is about the actual difference in the price that people and insurance companies paid for medical procedures after the prices were posted online. Mark says they found...
no empirically discernible decrease in the actual prices paid.
So what happened was the posted prices went down, but the actual prices that humans paid did not go down.
Correct. Humans, yeah, or the
people.
Insurance company. Yeah, exactly. That someone pays, that the hospital receives did not change.
That's what happens. I mean, it seems like that's just like the price tag change, but the actual price everybody's paying stayed the same. Like,
yeah,
what happened
I suppose
there?
Like window dressing could be a way of characterizing that, I suppose. You know, hospitals have sufficient flexibility in their pricing arrangements and agreements that they're able to lower those charge prices, but in effect keep the same actual payments.
So, Cardiff, our second indicator is zero. The actual price paid to a hospital for a procedure did not go down at all after hospitals posted their prices online. And still, in spite of this, more and more states keep launching these flashy campaigns to post prices publicly. And now the federal government is holding this up as a solution for a better, fairer healthcare marketplace.
Mark and his colleagues speculated that the reason this ineffectual idea keeps getting held up as a policy solution is that it's just a really political issue. So requiring prices to be publicly posted just sounds like bold action. People think, hey, somebody's doing something.
But this bold action does not get much pushback because it's not really affecting hospital profits or the deals between insurers and hospitals or even, you know, final Jell-O cup numbers. So lobbying groups and hospitals don't put up much of a fuss and politicians can look like they're doing something productive. This is so depressing.
And cynical.
This is so cynical and depressing. And I asked Mark how he felt about these results.
No, it's shocking. I mean, the more I had, you know, I've spent a lot more time thinking about it and working in this paper than I ever had. It's just and across all aspects, it's sort of mind-boggling how things work in the healthcare setting. It's a market that's, you know, really not comparable to any other markets.
Mark says there is one possible and maybe even obvious solution here, which is just to ask hospitals to disclose their actual prices and post those online, not just the charge prices. Maine and a few other states have already started requiring exactly that. Mark says it's too early to say if that will affect actual prices and not just charge prices.
Well, I don't know. I guess it can't hurt. And you can always negotiate with your hospital.
For free Jell-O cups?
For free Jell-O cups.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Swell Investing, an impact investing platform that blends purpose and profit. Invest in high-growth companies solving today's biggest challenges like clean water and renewable energy. Claim a $50 bonus through swellinvesting.com/money.
Hey, I'm Kelly McEvers, host of NPR's Embedded, and we've got a new episode all about how Scott Pruitt ended up running the EPA. It's a story about Pruitt's life in the Southern Baptist Church, how he handled a major pollution case, and why he sued the EPA 14 times. Just search for Embedded on the NPR One app or wherever you get your podcasts.